Track 11, David Clayton. David is now going to tell us of some of the hazards facing DJs.
I'm sure you're all aware that we play a lot of music on the radio. In some ways, it depends what type of radio station. For example, Radio 4, where I worked, we hardly played any music, and Radio Norfolk for many years was a mixture of music and speech and news and topical chat, all that sort of thing. And the music and speech were sort of blended. But there's one faux pas you can make in radio, and pretty much everybody who's presented radio has made it, which is the record, the tune, the title hasn't got to clash with whatever you've just talked about. Let me give you an example. This is long ago on the Like programme, when there was a series of popes who died in quick succession, and they never lasted more than a few months. A tragic time, but of course it was a news flash, and a presenter on Radio 2 said, "Oh, I just received a news flash that Pope John Paul, or whichever one it was, has sadly died in the Vatican." Turned to play the next record, which was all queued up and ready, and it was Arrivederci Roma, an old classic tune. So a bit of a clash there, which you could sort of snigger behind your hand, couldn't you? But a clash nevertheless. And the other one that happened is a news bulletin goes out. The radio presenter isn't probably listening to it, because while the news is going out, he's doing or she's doing something else. So the news went out about an earthquake which had just happened way in the Far East. And then the presenter came back and said, "Well, now let's continue with the programme," and played Carole King's record, "I Feel the Earth Move." Again, awfully embarrassing, and it could go wrong. And of course, there are times when you have to be very, very careful. And I can recall the tragic death of Princess Diana years ago. And it took the country by complete shock, didn't it? We all went into shock. And actually, programming a radio station became very difficult. There are records for which the title is Diana, and you couldn't play that. It would be in bad taste. So you had to be very careful what records you were playing while you were talking about the death of Princess Diana. Other records can be problematical. There was a time, I think, when the Labour Party took a record for their anthem, if you like, Things Can Only Get Better. And so therefore, if a presenter played it, and it was a popular record at the time, they could be seen as endorsing the Labour Party. So all sorts of careful manoeuvrings around records. And I've certainly made mistakes by playing records. I remember we queued up a record when it was the old vinyl record. So you queue it up, put the needle in the groove at the right point, ready to start it. And then we went off on a discussion, which went on longer than I expected, which at the time, and this was mid-80s, the Americans had bombed Tripoli in Libya, causing sort of great worldwide consternation. And we had a long debate, very serious debate, with an expert from the University of East Anglia. And it was, you know, heated stuff. I then said, "Well, thank you very much," and finished the item, said, "Thank you very much for coming in to talk about this really catastrophic event that's just happened." Turned to play the next record. It was called "You Can Do Magic" by a band called America. We all had red faces. But I suppose the one that sticks in my mind, when you do a mid-morning magazine programme, which I did for years, you tend to do all sorts of subjects. And medical phone-ins were really very popular. Popular in the sense that people could ring in and find out about something. And we did a whole hour, with a bit of music in between, we did a whole hour about vasectomies. And we had a doctor in and a patient who'd had it done and a vasectomy support group, all that sort of thing. Discussion went round the studio, lots of phone calls, lots of people getting answers to questions they wanted. And I ended it and said, "Thank you very much." Turned and played the next record and found myself introducing Jerry Lee Lewis and Great Balls of Fire.
"Come on, baby, drive crazy. Great Balls of Fire."
Thank you, David.